So I am, you may not be surprised to hear this, but I have actually been called a bleeding heart liberal. Or as seems trendy for the right wing at this particular time, I have been called woke. And for those who come from a more conservative Christian background, this wokeness is evidence that I, along with many of my Anglican siblings, particularly here in the West, have deserted the truth of the gospel and the clear teachings of Scripture, which would cause me to ask, have you ever read the story of Pentecost? Every year we celebrate Pentecost. And every year we make a big noise about it, literally make a big noise about it. I mean, we have that reading from Acts with a rushing wind of tongues of fire. I saw a cartoon this morning, which was a room full of people with little flames above their head and a small child at the side with a stick and a marshmallow on the end. And someone saying, don't even think about it. So tongues of fire and rushing wind, as if the divine special effects budget was all blown in one go. On this one event, the so-called birthday of the church. And then there's the babbling, the different voices, the languages, all the noise of people speaking before one voice calls out above them all to share the core message of Jesus' people, proclaiming the death and resurrection of Jesus the Christ and the promise of the pouring out of the Spirit on all flesh. And I think the choice of pouring out is important. There is no lack here. This is a generosity that is divine generosity. This is grace. Nor is it confined to any one group of people. This is the Spirit being given generously to all. In the heart of this account, just as in so many of the other stories we hear from our Gospels and in the book of Acts, there is one clear and profound, very profound principle. God loves, values, and celebrates diversity. Difference is good. God could have given us one flower, one tree, one of everything that just provides what we need. But we see the color bursting forth, the color evidence in these beautiful artworks around our church. We see the different trees we have around, the different plants that provide for us, all the diversity in creation. This is an expression of the divine in its very self. Difference is good. Whoever we are, wherever we are in our spiritual dance, we are invited to be different. Some of us more different than others, perhaps. But we are invited to bring our voice, ourself and our way of being into community, each one valued, each one loved for who they are. Today we have what is ostensibly the story of the beginning of the church as we know it, but honestly, it's unlikely that these events actually occurred as they're listed in our scriptures. And the idea that thousands were added in one day to this burgeoning church is, nice as it may sound, not really borne out by the other records that we have. It's not really borne out by the data that exists around this story. But then, that's not unusual. This is in keeping with the whole of the book of Acts, indeed of our gospel records. There is a mix of metaphor and myth, perhaps with some kernel of historicity. But and the reason I say this is that doesn't mean our stories are not true, that they are not valuable. They contain layers of meaning and teaching and guidance and inspiration. On this day, the day we now refer to as Pentecost, there is a noisy cacophony of sound because God chooses to speak to all in the language they normally speak. There's a point that we could easily miss in that. In this story, the Spirit chooses not to speak in one language that everyone could understand, some kind of divine Esperanto. It's not that everyone suddenly got Koine Greek or Aramaic or whatever it was the apostles were speaking. but that the Spirit chooses to speak in every language. From the many places and the people that the assembled crowd came from. Acts chapter 2, 8 to 11 says that those there asked one another, how is it that we hear each one of us in our own native language? And Joel did that wonderful list of the different places that we have. Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia. I have practiced this for years, so I'm very tempted to go through the lot just to show you I can pronounce them all, but I'm not going to. And they then say, in our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. An affirmation and a celebration of diversity right there. The woke Spirit of God in action. And I think that this principle of diversity carries on beyond this understanding of God speaking in every language to the ways in which all of us hear and understand, the ways we are. I believe fully that Spirit communicates in whichever way we need. In silence, in song, in art, in speech, in reading. The list goes on. Let us not confuse the noise and fury of the story of this Pentecost with that being the only way in which the Holy Spirit speaks. Or let us not think that this being filled with the Spirit of God makes us into noisy, outspoken evangelists with our own divine soapbox to carry with us everywhere. Though the impact of the Holy Spirit on the life of any Jesus follower is life-changing, it is not always accompanied by fireworks and fanfares. In the course of my ministry, I have met people who describe themselves as being Christians for as long as they can remember. That there was no single moment at which they accepted faith. In the church I spent much of my time growing up in, this was frowned upon. And there was a suspicion of everyone who didn't have a conversion moment. My experience has shown me that faith grows within different people, within different ways, in different ways, as we become more and more aware of God's presence within and around us. And the calling of faith in our lives. Faith sometimes awakens over time. The Spirit can work in both ways. Sometimes our experience of the divine in our lives is explosive and miraculous, but for most, many of us, the work goes on quietly, day by day, as we meet God in one another, in the daily tasks that we undertake, in the moments of quiet, and in the moments of joy, as well as the moments of sadness. We should not, we cannot, expect God to work just one way, or expect those who call themselves followers of Jesus to express that in just one form. The danger of a faith, indeed of a society that expects people to be only one certain way, is that we don't catch the wonderful diversity that God has gifted the church and the world with. We aren't all noisy, we aren't all musical or dramatically inclined. We aren't all contemplatives or artists or activists or speakers, and thank God for that. God seems to value our scriptures attest variety. And we are not called to conform to one pattern of what it means to be Christian, let alone what it means to be human. God is at work in all, any who are open to the touch of the divine, changing us as we worship together, as we sing, as we pray, as we work for justice, as we read scripture and allow scripture to read us, as we sit in silence, as we spend time in nature, as we spend time with art, as we work and as we play, God is at work and we are transformed as we struggle with the issues which affect our world, as we live in faith and hope and love. This is the Holy Spirit at work in us, in the world around. The Spirit poured out at Pentecost. That same Spirit of God dwells in us, Scripture says, richly, that we may have the mind of Christ and be made one, yet be different while together, united yet diverse, one in the Spirit. And in this world today, we need to keep saying, diversity is good and a gift from God. I could go on, and I often do, but I want to leave you with a poem from Malcolm Guite, one of my favorite contemporary poets who writes sonnets that go through the church year. He's a small bearded man that looks a little like a hobbit and has been a friend for many years. And his words on Pentecost, if you don't remember anything else I've said, remember this. Today we feel the wind beneath our wings. Today the hidden fountain flows and plays. Today the church draws breath at last and sings as every flame becomes a tongue of praise. This is the feast of fire, air, and water, poured out and breathed and kindled into earth. The earth herself awakens to her maker and is translated out of death to birth. The right words come today in the right order, and every word spells freedom and release. Today the gospel crosses every border. All tongues are loosened by the Prince of Peace. Today the lost are found in God's translation, whose mother tongue is love in every nation. Amen.